Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premium no-kill shelter.
By society.
By society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. We are very excited here at Burlington Humane as our Rough Ride event is coming up this Sunday, September 17th. I learned all about it with Alex Zitch. I also had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Ian Sandler of the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association, and we talked about rabies and the upcoming Animal Health Week. Stay with us for this and a lot more on this episode of Burlington Humane. Our Animal Rough Ride motorcycle event is coming up on Sunday, and I wanted to get a little more information about it. So I caught up with Alex Zitch, our event coordinator, to learn more about it. I'm here with Alex Zitch. She is our event coordinator. Welcome, Alex, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Rough Ride is an event that's coming up. What is Rough Ride?
On Sunday, September 17th, we are holding our 9th annual Rough Ride Motorcycle Fundraiser. So this is a really unique event for Burlington Humane. We get together with the motorcycle community. They come out and support us, support our animals, by going on a 2-hour poker run throughout Burlington and surrounding areas.
So what is a poker run?
So a poker run is a really fun motorcycle event. Basically what happens is along the route, the riders stop at various locations and pick up a different playing card for their poker hand. So the rider at the end of the event with the best poker hand wins a great prize. We're going to have them stop at various spots throughout the ride on rest stops, but we also have them picking up cards when they leave Burlington Humane and return to Burlington Humane.
So what time does it all start?
So at 9 a.m., riders are welcome to start registration, and our registration is open from 9 to 11. So it's a fairly casual start. We'll lump our riders into groups sort of starting off at 10 a.m. for the ride and then 11 a.m. for the final group to depart.
And then here at the Burlington Humane Society, there's going to be activities as well.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about this part of the afternoon. We've got a great new band, Magic Circus, coming out to play some wonderful rock classic hits for us. We've got a delicious barbecue, silent auction. We have a whole bunch of vendors coming out this year, which is new for us. We've got prizes galore. We've got an open house adoption event. Our loft, which is our secondhand store here at Burlington Humane, will be open as well. And all the animals will be looking forward to seeing everyone.
And so what if I don't ride a motorcycle? Can I still be involved in the day?
Absolutely. We're hoping that we draw a nice crowd from the community to come out and support us and really enjoy this event. So that's why we brought along the music, the vendors, the barbecue, silent auction. That's all open to the public.
So we have our cat adopt-a-thon. What's that about?
So our Adopt-a-thon is a really neat event that we work alongside with our Rough Ride event to get a lot of people in to visit all the animals in our shelter. So what we have available, all of our cats that are available for adoption will have a reduced adoption price. And our black and black and white cats will even have a further reduced adoption price.
Wow, that's great!
Absolutely. So come by, check out our animals, come see our event on Sunday, September 17th. It'll be a lot of fun, so we hope to see you there.
Well, thank you, Alex, for coming in and speaking with us here on Burlington Humane. And we'll see you on the 17th at Rough Ride.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Rough Ride is going to be a fantastic event, so we hope everyone can come and join us. It will be a great day full of activities, music, and fun. So I hope to see you all there.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January, with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 or 5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there is a limited number of tickets, so get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go towards our animals. So, if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
Rabies is a very serious disease that can affect all warm-blooded animals, including people. I learned a little bit about it when I talked with Dr. Ian Sandler of the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association. I'm here with Dr. Ian Sandler. He's with the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association. Welcome, Dr. Sandler, to Burlington Humane.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Talking about rabies today, what are rabies?
Well, rabies is a neurological disease that's essentially passed by primarily the saliva from bites from one mammal to another. So what most people don't know is that, you know, in countries like, third world countries, you know, perhaps India and Africa, this is not uncommon. We see it certainly in the wildlife populations, and we see, unfortunately, people dying from rabies in those countries. But what a lot of people don't know is that Southern Ontario is actually still a rabies hotspot in the world, primarily because we've seen over the last 5 years, 5 to 10 years, the migration of primarily, you know, raccoon and skunk rabies coming up from the southern U.S., from the New York State area. Yeah. So, you know, we've seen over 300 cases since 2015 in Southern Ontario, around the Burlington-Hamilton area specifically.
So that's an increase in what you'd seen before?
There seems to be an increase every year. The ministry works on baiting programs to try and curtail this problem, but the reality is that this is a serious problem, but the reality is the best way to protect humans and our pets is through vaccination.
And is it spread mainly through skunks and raccoons?
Primarily. So the bites are primarily through skunks and raccoons, but we also have seen an increase in bat rabies as well. So we have seen bat bites. So horses are actually one of the most susceptible species. If you or your pet is bitten, you know, first thing is to wash the skin vigorously. Obviously, in terms of pets, vaccine is key. It is, legally a requirement in Canada, certainly in the province of Ontario, to have your pet vaccinated. And ultimately, this does provide excellent protection long-term. Typically speaking, there's different phases to rabies, but if an animal has rabies, and they're in this, what they call the furious phase, which is the period where they're most likely to bite or be neurologically affected by the virus because it moves up into the brain. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, those animals are dead within 2 weeks' time. So that's the quarantine period.
It's fatal.
Yeah, it is absolutely fatal. In people, if you are exposed to an animal, meaning if you've been bitten by an animal, and you're not sure of its vaccine status, then there's a set of post-exposure vaccines that occur that aren't so comfortable. Prevention is the key to ensuring the sort of separation between the wild animal population and us.
So you want to vaccinate your pet so that it doesn't transfer to you.
Correct. Protection is the most important thing. And obviously, we don't want to put our pet at risk either of being, you know, bitten. Certainly in the Burlington, Hamilton area, you know, and if you're in that sort of Golden Triangle area, you know, the importance of vaccine is critical. I think the other thing that people don't realize is that cats are also included in that subgroup. So cats are mammals, just like dogs, and they are very susceptible to rabies. So the importance of your cat being vaccinated, even if they're an indoor cat, and I get a lot of questions around, well, my cat never goes outside.
Yeah, so how would they get exposed?
How would they get exposed? Well, the reality is it just takes an open window, an open door for your cat to get out. So it's not infrequent for a cat to escape. And so we got to be careful of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody gets a new puppy or a new kitten, is rabies one of the vaccinations that they would typically get?
It's correct. It is, Doug. So 4 to 5 month range is when most veterinarians will give it. Some will give it a little bit later. Typically, it will be given with the final distemper booster. Some veterinarians will split it, depending on the breed.
So it's worth vaccinating your pet.
There's no question that the risk of having an unvaccinated pet is just not worth having, especially if you're in the Southern Ontario area. And being where you guys are in Burlington, it's critical.
Yeah, to protect against rabies and other diseases. To protect your pet and to protect you as well, the pet owner.
That's right, Doug.
Burlington Humane will be having a rabies and microchip clinic on Saturday, September 30th. The rabies vaccine and the microchip are each $20, or you can get both for $35. Call Burlington Humane to book your appointment. We want to make sure we are all protected against rabies.
Rev up your motorcycle and join our Rough Ride Motorcycle Charity Ride. Mark Sunday, September 17 on your calendar. We will have a poker run, barbecue, refreshments, silent auction, vendors, and live music featuring Magic Circus. We will also have an open house and Cat Adopt-a-thon, where all cats available for adoption will be available for a special price. There will also be a bonus adoption price for black or black and white cats. The Loft, our secondhand store, will also be open. Registration forms, pledge forms, and route maps are all available on our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. So tune up your bike for a day of riding and fun and support Burlington Humane at Rough Ride.
The first week of October, the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association is promoting Animal Health Week. While I was visiting with Dr. Ian Sandler, he told me a little bit about it. Now, I understand that the first week of October is Animal Health Week. What's that all about?
Well, Animal Health Week, we've been celebrating for more than 30 years in Canada. And really, the goal of Animal Health Week is to bring awareness to pet owners and communities in general in terms of both what the veterinary community does in Canada and abroad. And we look at really multiple things, from animal wellness to pet health care. We look at really many aspects of pet ownership. And so this year, we're focusing really on what we call five animal freedoms. So these are to really protect the welfare and health of animals.
So during Animal Health Week, is it an awareness campaign, or are there activities that pet owners can get involved in?
Part of it is just really awareness, primarily at the veterinary clinic level. But really this year, what we're focusing on is the five animal freedoms. And so really those are nutrition, socialization, the adequate shelter of pets, the appropriate veterinary care, and also allowing animals to exhibit normal behavior. And so all of these things really feed into different sort of facets and assets, if you will, of animal care within sort of the household and within the community. So obviously from a nutrition perspective, we want to make sure that pets have access to fresh water, diet, maintain, active health, and that they're free of hunger and thirst. socialization is really important. You know, dogs and cats and companion animals, you know, the ability to socialize with other pets in a specific environment, you know, be it dog parks, whatever. But even within the house, if you have, you know, multiple pets, dogs and cats living together, sometimes they don't always cohabitate. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that the cats can have their ability, if you will, to move to different environments. So a different room where they can be free from dog harassment, if you will. In many cases, they can cohabitate really nicely. But again, ensuring proper socialization is important. The next step is really adequate shelter. So we want to make sure that their environment is protected just in terms of their coverage. So oftentimes that means the correct shelter to have, you know, just even a room or a house above their heads, if you will, is very important. And they need proper protection, especially in the very hot or very cold temperature fluctuations that we have. Yep. So the fourth important tenant is the appropriate provision of veterinary care. And so really what we want to see is we want to see animals that are disease-free, that they're pain-free. We want to make sure that they're comfortable. So this includes, you know, obviously disease prevention as well as rapid diagnosis and treatment. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that pets are vaccinated appropriately, that they are taken care of necessarily, and that they're in, you know, regular vet care in terms of just assessing their overall well-being.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lastly is just ensuring that they're exhibiting normal behaviors, that they have, you know, the proper facilities, tools. We want to make sure that, you know, they can express their normal behavior. And we also want to really encourage, you know, the correct husbandry of animals. So again, those are the five sort of animal freedoms that the CVMA is really focusing on.
So these five freedoms are really, really important, and they're applicable. We provide all of those within the Burlington Humane Society, as well as it's important for individual pet owners.
That's correct. And oftentimes, you know, what we see, and I'm sure you see this in the Humane Society, is that sometimes people aren't really aware of what they should or shouldn't be doing. Education, understanding, outreach, all of these factors are so important in the proper care of our pets.
Animal Health Week, October 1st to the 7th.
An important week indeed.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
It's our pleasure, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All of us here at Burlington Humane definitely support Animal Health Week and endorse safeguarding the five animal freedoms. October 1st to the 7th, Animal Health Week, because awareness is so important. And now it's time for news and events.
Coming up this Sunday, September 17th, is our annual Rough Ride Motorcycle Charity Ride. We will have a poker run, barbecue and refreshments, silent auction, vendors, an open house at our shelter, and live music featuring Magic Circus. We will also have a cat adopt-a-thon, where all cats available for adoption will be specially priced. And black and white cat adoption prices will be further reduced. Our Loft secondhand store will also be open. So come for the day of activities, music, and fun to support the animals at Burlington Humane.
Burlington Humane has been nominated for the 2017 Champion Awards in the Shelter and Rescue category, sponsored by Pets Plus Us. You can vote for Burlington Humane until October 12th. There are a number of categories, and the winners of each category will have a chance to win a $1,500 donation for a charity of their choice. Be sure to visit www.petsplusus.com/championshipsawards and vote for Burlington Humane.
Love the Animals raffle is back with hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. There will be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st and daily draws of $100 each day during the month of January. On January 31st, we'll feature our grand prize draw of $3,000. Each ticket has an opportunity to win 32 times. You can get yours for $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Order forms can be found in our fall newsletter, on our website, or by calling Burlington Humane at 905-637-7325. If you love animals, get your ticket for the Love the Animals raffle today.
Come and visit us at the Halton Wedding Show on September 24th between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the Hamilton Convention Center. We will have a table at the show featuring our Weddings with Burlington Humane program. Come and visit us as we toast the brides.
Is your pet up to date with their rabies vaccine? Do they have a microchip? If not, make an appointment for our Rabies and Microchip Clinic on Saturday, September 30th, starting at 10 a.m. The rabies vaccine is just $20, as well as the microchip, or get both for $35. All microchips and rabies vaccines will be given by appointment only, administered by a veterinarian, and registered by Burlington Humane staff.
Santa Claus is coming to Burlington Humane. Bring your pet so they can get a picture with Santa. Santa will be taking pictures on Saturday, November 11th, 18th, 25th, and December 9th between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and on Thursday, November 30th between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Be sure to book your appointment with Santa by calling Burlington Humane today. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time here at Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My Society. My Society. Burlington Humane is my society.